Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you did because we've got a new friend. Charlie Fuel is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Charlie is the president of Charlie Fuel & Associates, which is an organization that specializes in organizational training, consulting, coaching. He's a keynote speaker. He helps companies put their best foot forward. In the marketplace, in a lot of different ways, we'll get him to talk to us about that in just a minute. But let's get him in here, Charlie Fuel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure.
And it's good to have you here. And you live in, as my audience will recognize from your outstanding Southern accent, you live in one of my favorite cities, Memphis, Tennessee, right?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to be coming to your fair city in about, what is it going to be? Let's see, it's going to be about 3 weeks, isn't it?
Well, it's May the 1st.
May the 1st. I'm going to be coming there again, yet again. Folks, now you think, I know you hear about me speaking places, and you think, I guess anybody can go someplace one time, right? Well, these guys have invited me back. Charlie, how'd that happen?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim. You made such an impact on the small business community in our area here in Memphis. And Robert Staub, the founder of the Small Business Chamber.
Great guy.
He's a great guy. We talked about who to call, and he says, look, we got to get Jim. And so we're proud to have you coming back May 1st, and I know you're going to be talking about finding small business success in the 21st century, and everyone's looking forward to you coming and sharing information with us.
Well, I appreciate that. Is there a website for that expo?
You bet. Thank you, Jim. The website is www.memphisbusinessfair.com.
Now, folks, the reason I want you to know about that, I know those of you who live up in Bangor, Maine, and out in the rest of flyover America, you're not necessarily going to run down to Memphis to come to this expo, although some of you might. But the reason I mention that, Charlie, is I'd like for people to know a little bit about how to put one of these things on. And so you can go to this website, and you can kind of get an idea about what Robert and committee members like Charlie have done, and you can get and I'm sure I know that Robert will talk to you and Charlie, you probably do. If you contact these guys, they'll help you do your own. But this is a small business chamber. That's what it is in Memphis, and I'm very proud of those guys, especially Robert. This was his vision for a small business chamber in Memphis. And you got like how many vendors have you got that are bought booths to demonstrate?
Well, as of our last meeting last Wednesday, we're meeting weekly now, the committee is, we had just under 80 exhibitors signed up to exhibit. Our goal was over 100, but we're just under 80.
That's good news. So, folks, check that out. And if you're in Memphis on May the 1st, I'm going to be speaking there. Looking forward to talking to those guys. Charlie, I know you spend a lot of time talking to companies about putting their best foot forward and leveraging their dreams by being better prepared, better organized. And, you know, today is a great day in the history of small business, Charlie, because on this day in 1902, James Cash Penny, otherwise known as J.C., opened his first retail store in Kemmerer, Wyoming. How about that?
Wow.
They call it the Golden Rule Store. Now, that's a great day in small business history, isn't it?
You bet.
Do you think Mr. Penny had a business plan?
I'm sure, as you say, Jim, he had one in his head if he didn't have it scripted out fully.
Yeah. So what's your advice to small business owners? What should we be doing these days?
Well, let me just give you a couple of ideas that I talk about in my seminars. One is I find that many people have great ideas, concepts, or something that they say, wow, this would be a great new venture, or I have an existing business, wow, we need to add this product or service, we think there's a market for it. But sometimes what happens is it's such an emotional view that they don't take the time to step back and build a plan that provides, if you will, an opportunity for a more objective view. And I find that many people invest in a venture or invest in a new opportunity within their business too quickly, both money, emotion, energy, and so forth, and they get too deep into it, and they find out, wow, we really can't make profit at this. It was a great idea or a great concept, and that's because there was too much emotion invested up front and not enough objective study done to determine who would buy it, what its profit margins would be, and how much energy I would need to invest to get that product to market.
Now, what Charlie just told you, folks, is a wonderful example of really, Charlie, what has to be an emotional roller coaster for people. What is an emotional roller coaster for people who are starting a business? Because, Charlie, if we didn't get emotional about it to start with, we wouldn't do it.
Absolutely.
So you got to get excited about something to start with. You got to really want to do something to deal with all the things you have to deal with. So you got to have that emotion, but then you got to temper it with the facts, don't you?
That's correct.
And then when you temper though, Charlie, that's kind of a downer for our emotions. What do you mean I don't have enough capital? What do you mean I need more profit? What do you mean I'm going to run out of cash in 3 months? I mean that's kind of a downer on our emotions, isn't it?
You bet, and Jim, I think you've probably seen people, just like I've seen people, that say, oh, Jim, I know that's probably correct, but I can overcome that with a lot of hard work now.
That's called the fast boat to extinction.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, another thing I would say in this regard right here on this topic is, Jim, you already know, and our listeners know, if I come up with an idea and I think it'll fly, I think it'll work, I'm just convinced in my heart this thing will sell, sometimes we don't want to reach out for that tempering, you see. But the ones, the companies, the people that I find that have the courage to reach out for that tempering always succeed more because they're willing to accept the reality that, well, you know, you're probably right. This would be a large investment, and I'm just not ready for that. And so it's...
They're not afraid of the sunlight of the truth, are they?
Absolutely.
Because they know the truth. They know the truth is what they need.
Yes.
Because the truth is, Charlie, with that sunlight, with that evidence that they need, even if it is bad news, even if it isn't what they wanted, what they thought they could do, without that, they don't know how much what they've got to do to overcome it.
Isn't that right? Isn't that right?
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Charlie Fuel, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. Charlie, give us your website, please.
www.charliefuel.com.
Charlie Fuel, that's F-E-W-E-L-L, spelled with a W in the middle, but it sounds like fuel. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And the man steps right up to the microphone.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the different ways you can listen to the show. Articles, the archives of our past shows, articles I've written and my Brain Trust members have written. You can find the Brain Trust there. You can find our blog is there. You can subscribe to my newsletter there. Lots of stuff. And our website is just growing like crazy, continues to. Thank you for using it to your advantage. And, of course, don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers now. We're visiting with a new friend. Charlie Fuel is our guest. He's president of Charlie Fuel and Associates out of Memphis, Tennessee. And we're talking about making sure that when you start your business, and even as you grow your business, Charlie, it's not just when you start it. I mean, you could have a 10-year-old business and you could be headed in a, you know, adding a branch or adding a new line of products or some new element to your business. And if you aren't doing the proper due diligence, if you aren't trying to find the good, the bad, and the ugly, then you probably, you're increasing your chances of failure, aren't you?
Oh, Jim, it's so true. And you said it earlier when we were visiting. I sometimes do not want to know the ugly, but if I have a real desire to make this idea or concept or additional product a real success, I've just got to learn to want to know the ugly. And that ugly is what that balance, again, is that helps me say, is it really worth it? Is this investment of my time, my life, my money, is it really worth it? And will it really give me the return I expect on this new venture?
Well, and the thing that one of the things that goes on these days, Charlie, is the marketplace is a very sophisticated and complicated place. It wasn't the marketplace is a lot different than it was when I came up as a young pup several decades ago. It was always tough to be a business owner to start a business, but it's a lot tougher now because you got the internet. You got 1,000 other competitors with just a mouse click away, don't you?
Well, Jim, that's true. What I find in my seminars when we talk about one of the things we do with one of my seminars is we say, okay, what is the current state of the industry that you're in? And almost 100% of the time I'll get feedback from customers in the room. They'll say, well, you know what, Charlie? The customer today can be so much more knowledgeable than in the past.
Yep.
Just because of the internet. They know more about my business a lot of times than I do,
mm-hmm.
my industry. And that's because I think many small business owners, they get overwhelmed in the daily routine of running the business. They're running around with their pants on fire, as I say, and they don't stop to look out enough of what's going on in my market, in my industry, in my competitiveness. And 6 months to a year goes by, and someone enters the market, and they say, where did that come from?
Right.
So
Charlie, one of the things that I've been talking about a long time is the commoditization of everything that we see and hold and buy and use.
Mm-hmm.
Virtually everything that within our world is a commodity these days. And the only way, in my opinion, for a small business owner to differentiate themselves is in the way they deliver those commodities. What do you think about that?
Oh, Jim, so that's such a powerful thing. This just past weekend where I was, we were talking about this very thing. The one way to become unique is to deliver an experience that the customer never forgets.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that customer is treated, the entire package from the greeting to the follow-up to the close, everything sets an experience, an impact. And that's one of the ways that you overcome this commodity thing that's going on in the market, is just to give that customer just an experience that they never forget it.
I think people are looking for two things more than anything else.
What do you think?
I think they're looking for you to save them time, which is what you can do with your service and technology. And I think that they're looking for somebody to be loyal to. And by that, I mean, you know, loyalty saves time. If I can count on you to deliver and I don't have to worry about it, then you save me time. And
yeah.
I believe more people than ever before are looking for those two things, somebody who they know will deliver and someone who will save them time. I believe there are more people who are looking for those two things than there are people who are looking to save money. What do you think?
Absolutely. And you know, Jim, when I help a company build their infrastructure, one of the questions I ask, in addition to the revenue, I mean, quite frankly, we all have to have break-even points and quotas and numbers. That's normal in business. But I ask my clients, I say, okay, in the plan, what do you want the customer that experiences your business, whether it's a product or a service, what do you want them to walk away saying about you or feeling about the experience that will cause them to refer others? And that piece of the business plan, sometimes we don't emphasize the money. You have to do the money. You have to do the forecast. You have to do the cash flow, yes. But what do you want that customer to walk away feeling as a result of this interaction? And what do you want them to be willing to say to others? And that's the behaviors you build into that customer service part of that business plan. I ask a lot of clients in my interview process, say, okay, if you're forecasting this much money annually, and it's a straight line, not a seasonal forecast, if the business grows 10 to 20% above forecast, if you're extremely successful, what infrastructure will you need to deliver the experience? Well, I hadn't thought about
including
it.
Including people, including capital.
Yes, people, capital. Maybe it's delivery trucks. Maybe it's another machine. Mm-hmm. If I'm in the carpet cleaning business, if my business grows, all that infrastructure as well as the relationship.
Charlie, well done today. We've run out of time, but will you come back another day? We've got a lot more to talk about.
You bet I will.
Charlie Fuell, ladies and gentlemen. That's Charlie Fuell, FEWELL.com. Is that right, Charlie?
That's correct.
Yeah, CharlieFuell.com. Charlie, thanks for being here. Looking forward to being in Memphis in about 3 weeks. Tell all my friends there hello.
Thank you, Jim. We will.
See you next time.
Yep.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.